back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be on the show today. Our next guest is Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It is beautiful out there.
It is a beautiful day.
A little cooler, just perfect.
Mm-hmm. Have a good weekend?
Yes, great. Thank you. I went to the Jukebox Gala on Saturday evening at the Hilton Pensacola Beach. Had a wonderful evening.
So they have jukeboxes?
Sort of, yeah. Okay. It's an opera event, but as I think I said on the show, that it's about opera. They sing some of the great opera arias, but also lots and lots of well-known songs. Even pop songs, they did a rendition of We Are the Champions.
Oh, really?
Which was, well, unusual to imagine opera singers singing We Are the Champions. But they did a wonderful job. But, you know, songs like Some Enchanted Evening, you know, American musical classical music.
Yeah, I've always felt like Queen, especially like Night at the Opera, obviously,
yeah,
was designed to be that, so... Mm. It's nice to hear.
So that was wonderful, and thoroughly enjoyed that.
Perfect.
And Sunday, the weather was perfect for golf.
Oh, okay. Where do you golf at?
Osceola.
Okay. Nice.
It is the local Muni, and it's a fun little golf course.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy it. There's a group of guys get together, and we have some fun. We bet and a little bit, and... you know, cut up and hit some great shots, hit some bad shots.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
That's awesome. So I see that there is a new edition of Downtown Crowd.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I'd hoped to bring the printed version. I waited as long as possible at the office. It's on the way to us right now, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
But the, as you say, the digital version is on our website.
Yeah.
And as you can see, there's lots and lots to be done in Pensacola.
Yeah.
In the month of October. The cover is November too.
Yeah, absolutely. The cover is Frights, Festivities, and Fun, and it's got a picture of a dog holding a Halloween pail.
Yeah. Well, we have Halloween coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But probably the most important event of October, you'll probably know what it is.
Barktoberfest?
Well, okay. That's a close second. Okay. No, hockey is back.
Oh, yes.
Ice Flyers is back.
Yes, 16th season.
Yes. And next week, I will have some tickets to give away. So please make sure you tune in if you're a hockey fan. As I've said so many times, these are not nosebleed seats. They're my seats.
Mm-hmm.
They are not the very best position in the rink, but very close. Just about 12 rows up, close to the center ice,
mm-hmm.
and you get a great view, and it's just a wonderful experience. I give them away often. My only request is that you have a good time.
Yeah.
Go in, enjoy it. Stamp your feet, roar, shout, and just enjoy the hockey.
Mm-hmm. And I see that there is a... schedule in there for the different theme nights that are happening?
Yes. The opening night is October the 19th.
Yeah.
So I may forego that and give those tickets away next week. We'll see.
Okay. Yeah, we had Greg Harris on the show just recently, and he was talking about season tickets being available. And so I was encouraging people to visit the Ice Flyers website for that. And it's great to hear that you're giving away tickets as well.
Yeah, I'm going to take a moment just to say good things about Greg, my friend Greg. He is a wonderful guy, very community-minded, and has really made a difference to the Ice Flyers. They have some wonderful promotions, and they bring people downtown, which is a great thing too. But it's always fun for family, which I really like.
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the theme nights that are coming up, obviously, like you said, opening night is October 19th, but they also have Small Dog Night, which I know is a big hit with the fans.
Yes. They used to call it the Wiener Dog, but they changed it.
Yeah.
Wiener Dogs probably got offended. I don't know.
Oh, when Greg was here, they said, when are the Wiener Dog races happening? They still call it that.
Yeah. That was funny.
Mm-hmm. Blue Angels Night is November 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And Star Wars Night, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
November 16th. So lots of cool theme nights coming up as part of the season.
Maybe we can get you to dress as Darth Vader and go.
That's the character you would pick for me.
Well, you have the voice.
Okay, thank you.
Close to, well, deep.
What I wouldn't give for James Earl Jones's voice.
Yes. And of course, you'd have to hide your face in the mask.
Mm-hmm. I probably would sound like him just trying to breathe through the thing.
Yeah. So. No, seriously. That's a fun night, too.
Mm-hmm.
People like to dress up, all kinds of things. Chewbacca, Princess Leia.
Yeah, absolutely. I also see that Boo at the Zoo is going to be happening.
Yeah.
Gulf Breeze. That's going to be October 12th.
Yes.
13th, 19th, 20th, 26th, and 27th from 10 to 5 each of those days. So that is going to be a really cool event. Bounce houses for the kids. A trick-or-treat trail, face painting, caricatures, and 50-plus vendors. So, I've never been to that. I've been to Gulf Breeze Zoo, but I haven't been there for that event, but that seems really cool.
Yeah. As I said, there's so much happening in October, mm-hmm. November. Of course, in early November is the Greater Gulf Coast Arts Festival,
mm-hmm.
which is a really huge event. They rather like the seafood festival this past weekend. It just overtakes downtown.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many people attend, but it's tens of thousands anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm really impressed that they attract artists from all over the country and that they put it on their calendar. And as soon as the event's done, they book the next year and they want to be here again. So I think that's fantastic that, you know, Pensacola gets to be part of that, where people from, again, around the country want to be here, want to be part of that particular event.
Yes, and I'm looking at Downtown Crowd on my cell phone because we have a mobile app, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're quite up to date with things here, looking at the various schedules. And Seville Quarter Paranormal Investigation and Historic Tours. You know, I've never done that. I should do that. Because there are a number of places downtown that supposedly have ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
The old, used to be the TT Wentworth building. It's now the West Florida Historic. I'm not sure what the new title is, but apparently there is a ghost in that building somewhere. And also in the old courthouse, PLT, next door.
Mm.
And apparently there's a young lady appears at one of the windows from time to time.
That's interesting.
Now, I don't know if this is after a couple of glasses of wine. People have seen it all. No, I shouldn't say that, because I'm actually a believer in ghosts.
Oh, really?
I really believe that the human spirit can not overcome death, but can transcend death in terms of sometimes if somebody doesn't want to leave this earth, maybe the mind is strong enough to keep at least part of the spirit here.
Mm-hmm.
I have no factual evidence, obviously, but I have seen some strange things that lead me to believe that I'm sure there's ghosts.
Well, I'm a big fan of the TV show Ghosts on Paramount Plus, but other than that, I'm kind of a skeptic myself. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the massive flood and water-related damage in North Carolina and eastern Tennessee. It's unbelievable. We also talked with Representative Michelle Salzman about what she saw in the Big Bend area as she is going back again this week, and her proposal to put driver's ed back in schools, a very important proposal for basic safety training for a lot of these kids. You can catch all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be on the show today. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me is Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing. And we were talking a little bit about the latest edition of Downtown Crowd and the Halloween theme to it, and talking a little bit about ghost tours. And you said that you're a believer.
Yes. I think I've told the story maybe a couple of times that I had a general store in England. Long story short, working in there late at night, I saw a loaf of bread lift up off the shelf and drop on the floor.
Wow.
And always it was too... houses knocked together at night. One side was probably 10 degrees colder than the other. So I believe that within that part there was a spirit, ghost, I don't know, call it what you wish. But you could sort of feel him or her. Never felt threatened, but you felt their presence, as if it's somebody that's watching. Didn't mean any harm, but I don't know, maybe needed help, maybe were unhappy, maybe left this earth abruptly. I don't know, but you could certainly feel the presence.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because I was mentioning the TV show Ghosts, and one of the things about the ghost in that TV show is that they're not allowed to leave the property. So if they pass away on the property, for the most part, they got to stay there. There's one ghost that does get to leave. So it's kind of interesting to me, though, that I would think in a real application, if somebody were to pass away, I don't know that I would choose my house just to hang around in.
Well, I've heard theories. One which I kind of subscribe to is that not always ghosts are not always attached to a house. Sometimes to a piece of property or furniture. I once looked in an antique store. The owner was at great lengths to tell me that this large wardrobe was haunted. And his theory was that the ghost went with the... Now, I don't know if he was trying to sell me the wardrobe. I suppose I looked a little gullible, but I know this... Yeah, it makes sense.
Interesting. Yeah, so there's going to be city tours around Halloween. PensacolaGhostEvents.com if you're interested in learning more, but they have history tours, ghost tours, scavenger hunts, and it's all part of the upcoming Halloween season.
Now, back down to earth.
Yeah.
My friends at the Symphony would not forgive me if I didn't mention that Saturday's opening night of the Symphony. Alas, I cannot be there because I'm going to be out of town, which I'm very sorry about because I really enjoy the performances of the Symphony. They do such a wonderful job. An opening night is always kind of special.
Yeah. Anything planned for opening night?
The oh, for me, no, I unfortunately won't be there. But I'm not sure what the selections are, but they'll be very good. They always are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do a little special. It's the opening night.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always enjoyed, when I get a chance to, going to the symphony. It's a nice thing to go to. We're a big musical family. I think I told you my wife is a music teacher, and I grew up in the bands and the choirs and all that, and my kids are doing the same thing. So we have an appreciation for the arts for sure. So,
I guess I should know what the selection is. We just printed the program for them, and I delivered it myself, so I should know. I guess I should read it, shouldn't I?
That's okay.
Actually, I never do. I like to, when I get there, I like to be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, Beethoven and Blue Jeans, you have a little clue as to what the program is. And, of course, I think the best show of all is the New Year's Eve performance, when they bring in a very talented performer usually, and it's just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, back to October. We have Barktoberfest, but let's see if I can pull up on my phone here. We also have the Dragon Boat Festival a week from Saturday.
Yes, we do.
Which is unique event.
Mm-hmm. They're actually going to be on the show later this week.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And then that same day, Taste of the Beach Festival, mm-hmm. which I will be at on the 12th.
You like trying all the different restaurants that are there?
Well, I like food. Yes. That's and it's relaxed. You just wander from, you know, place to place and and just enjoy yourself.
Yeah. And I was talking to Meg Peltier, the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber, and she was talking about the different vendors and having affordable options, so that way you know, people are able to try several different things during their experience there. So
yes.
Should be a great event.
And I'm looking on page 21. There is a summary of community events through October. So you can go to BallingerPublishing.com and click on current issues, downtown crowd, and there you have it.
Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing is our guest, and we'll be back on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3 congratulates the recent winners and finalists in the 2024 Pensacola News Journal Community Choice Awards.
Here is one of the recent winners who can say they are the best of the Bay.
Hull's Hardware has been honored to be nominated for Best Hardware Store by Best of the Bay 2024. They want to thank their hardworking staff as well as their loyal customer base and remind you they offer a great knife selection as well as the Bayou and Lodge cast iron cookware collections. Hull's Hardware, 6606 Highway 90 in Milton.
Congratulations to all the Best of the Bay winners.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
It's weed, not alcohol. It just relaxes me. I'm a better driver when I'm high. I do it all the time, no problem.
THC reduces your reaction time by half a second, impacting your attention, coordination, and lane tracking. A delay of just half a second can be the difference between life and death. Stay alert, stay alive. Don't drive high.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Transportation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to comment or have any questions for our guest. Malcolm from Ballinger Publishing is on the show today, and we were talking a little bit about the latest edition of Downtown Crowd, and one of the areas that's highlighted in this edition is peace, love, and bugs. Tell me about that.
Yes, that would be the VW bug variety. Just in case.
Yeah, so if you love the VW bugs, I also see some VW microbuses as part of that as well.
Yes. I used to own one of those many, many years ago in England.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it have a big British flag on the top?
No, alas, no. It was fun to drive.
Yeah.
They're not luxurious by any means, but mm-hmm. kind of fun. Even in those days, people looked as you went by. It was unusual, even in those days.
Yeah.
There's a little car, there was always plenty of them buzzing around.
Yeah. There's a Harley-Davidson shop up in Wisconsin where I'm from, and they have a lot of extras on their property. And one of them is they have a couple of the VWs, the car on site, and they got the, you know, the peace symbols and the mm-hmm. flowers and stuff like that. And they also do have a microbus on there too. And my kids were incredibly fascinated to see that and just realize that was sort of maybe an emblem of the era, if you will. So the 28th annual Rare Air Emerald Coast VW Car Show is going to be coming up. Did you find the date on that?
It is October the 19th, but I'm trying to find where it's actually at. Mm. I'm sure if I went all the way through, it's in the article anyway.
I'm sure.
And there's a little history on VWs. Actually, it was, I hate to say it, but it was highly touted by Adolf Hitler. Mm. It was first made in the 1930s.
Okay.
Volkswagen, the people's car.
Hmm.
It was, yes, every German was going to drive a Volkswagen.
That's interesting.
Yeah, not a very, but anyway,
mm-hmm.
Long since got past all that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think they've actually stopped making them, haven't they, just a few years ago? Did I read that?
I'm not sure, but now that you say it, it kind of rings a bell maybe.
Hmm.
So we have about 30 seconds left. Latest issue of Downtown Crowd, where can people find it?
You can find it at BallingerPublishing.com, DowntownCrowd.com, and PensacolaMagazine.com.
All right.
And they're all online and in flipbook style, as I always say. Easy,